we talked about the defense, as especially in late game situations. How do you feel like the guys sort of executed that tonight?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we got some big stops. I think we're able to secure some defensive rebounds, even, you know, guys getting on the floor for a loose ball, even if it ends up as a jump ball. But that was crucial. I know they had, you know, what do they have, 21 offensive rebounds. Some of those were just tap backs and things where they're just bigger than we are down there, and, you know, throughout the game. So I thought we did a good job of gang rebounding, and then, you know, we figured out there was a stretch there in the third quarter of just getting by us. I thought we got better, you know, guarding the ball at the perimeter as well.
And Onyeka has been shooting the ball so confidently as of late. One of those was a late three where he was highly contested. I forget who the defender was, I'm sorry. But what have you seen from O's kind of growing confidence in shooting from the perimeter?
Yeah, you know, he was an under out of bounds play. Wanted to pop him out and get him a shot, and he read it quickly. And when you shoot quickly with confidence, even if it's contested, you know, those are good shots for him. Just not hesitate. I thought he passed a few up before that where he was driving the ball. He just needs to continue to know that, particularly if you're playing against Embiid or Drummond, that, you know, him being able to stretch the floor and take those shots is a big part of it. I think really this game kind of epitomized, you know, the way we need to play. You know, you just saw whether it was Dyson or, you know, Jalen making play, made a defensive play, which I like to talk about because you guys always want to talk about his triple doubles. But we need him on both ends of the floor. He came over and had a big block. He got some good rebounds. Everybody, you know, did their part. And obviously, Dyson, you know, continues to get in the paint. And even Nikhil, you know, he didn't shoot well, but he impacted the game in so many ways, and then, you know, hit some big free throws late. That's, you know, that's who we are, and that's who we need to be.
Coach, just on Dyson, season high 27 tonight, and sometimes throughout the season he gets into the paint and then he kind of aborts the move and passes it out. Tonight it felt like he made a more assertive decision.
It's funny. We can watch players play, and it's almost like Formula One. Like we can, you know, tell them they should have done this or should have done that. And I think the biggest thing is, as you said, he's getting in there. And really, I put it more on the other guys on the team, because if he doesn't have a shot, he should abort. You know, you abort, you live. And otherwise, you crash. And he's keeping his feet. And a lot of times, it's the other guys, when he does that, that have to space for him, because he's got his eyes out, which is what we want. But being able to get in there with his speed, which he does, and then also be under control is really hard. And, you know, he's been quietly improving on all those reads when he gets in.
Went on Beach night, obviously the three-pointers, but the textbook contest on that last shot.
Yeah, you know, Beat's been doing that for a while. I mean, he was, when I first got here, you could tell he could play. And he came back in as a two-way. When we called him up, I just remember the Chicago game on the road, and he just guarded. And that was really, you know, before he was making shots like he is now, you know, his ability to compete defensively and pass. And now he's shooting it with so much confidence, but it's apropos that, you know, him making a play, not fouling, getting a good contest. And, you know, that's a lot of things that happened tonight that don't show up either. The guys made winning plays. I just thought we were much more physical as well. We handled the physicality of the game, and guys played through contact, and, you know, we were stronger at the point of the ball, whether it's a handoff or a screening action, and our screens. That's something we've talked about, you know, being precise, and that allows you to play with force. And I think even though he's tall and cut high, you know, his ability to kind of dig in like that, that's the same thing on the defensive end.
Coach, Dyson came into the game as your leading offensive rebounder on the season.
Mm-hmm.
He had another five tonight. How much of that is, you know, having a mismatch over the guard, or just playing on pay more, having a green light to go chase it, or just wanting to go get it? Like, how is this happening?
Well, I think when we're spacing our bigs, and he's kind of in the read spot, he has an opportunity to go after other people's shots. I think he also is really good at, you know, if he does miss tap-ins and rebound shots, and, you know, he's long, and I think he's just tough, you know. Some of that you can analyze, and there's other guys down there too, and he's coming up with the ball just because that, you know, that's the competitor that he is. Any way he can impact winning, he's going to do it.
And he obviously came into the game with the ankle sprain he was dealing with, and then right there to start things off, a little bit of a concern. What was your kind of concern level there with how things started, and then just to be able to see him play the way that he did to finish the round?
Well, he's another guy that's just tough as nails. And I called a timeout. We wanted to, I thought he turned his ankle again and wanted to make sure he was okay. And, you know, he went to the bench, and it was something else. I mean, we had a couple guys that have been banged up for a while. They just play through it, and, you know, not only did he come back in the game, but, you know, what we asked he and Dyson to do defensively over, you know, the entire game, and they're locked in that, and I don't think it even occurred to Nikhil. It probably will hit him tonight, but it didn't during the game. He's just playing through it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.